City Council has approved more than $2 million in road resurfacing projects proposed for the year, up more than $1 million from the $970,000 expenditure in 2022. In a report considered at Monday's council meeting, city staff noted the costs of asphalt have more than doubled since 2018, and council approved an additional $1 million in resurfacing funding during the 2023 budget process. Six city roads will see road resurfacing work carried out in 2023. City staff originally suggested earmarking $157,000 towards resurfacing sections of Precision Drive and Claiborne Place, but, at Tim Lauer's suggestion, council opted to instead carry out resurfacing on West Street between Coldwater Street and Colborne Street. The remaining resurfacing projects are as follows: $1.08 million for Memorial Drive, between United Drive and Woodland Drive. $150,000 for Berry Road, from Jameson Street to Walker Avenue. $83,000 for Simcoe Street, from Gill Street to the end. $268,750 for John Street, from Westmount Drive to Douglas Street, and $296,875 for Calverley Street, from Derby Street to West Street. Council also approved $1.02 million in funding across 11 sidewalk replacement projects. Although West Street is scheduled for resurfacing in 2026, Lauer suggested resurfacing a section of it, in lieu of the less-traveled Precision Drive and Claiborne Place, due to its condition and location in the downtown core. I don't know what everybody else's opinion on the West Street section is, but I think it has great potential of being an embarrassment, and more of an embarrassment every year, he said. At minimum, we would get 3 years out of that, and in my opinion it's kind of a signature piece of road because it's right in front of the Opera House, it's downtown. Being redone would reflect well on the city. While the cost of resurfacing the West Street section was not made known at Monday's council meeting, Lauer said he is hoping it will be close enough to the proposed costs of Precision Drive and Claiborne Place approved in the city budget. Lauer also requested city staff put together a user-friendly list of roads, and when they are scheduled to be done, in a more readable, acceptable form for the public and for us, which council agreed to. Luke Leatherdale questioned whether Berry Road, between Walker Avenue and Mississauga Street West, could be added to this year's resurfacing projects as well. Adding another section of road will put us into conflict with the approved budget, responded Ian Sugden, General Manager of Development Services and Engineering. What Lauer's motion proposes is taking two road segments out and swapping in another one, which keeps us within the approved amount of budget. Unless there's going to be a swap out, as proposed by Lauer's motion, we would not have the funds available through the approved budget. Ralph Cipolla, however, supported the idea, noting the skyrocketing costs of resurfacing roads and the current condition of that stretch along Berry Road. It makes no sense to me to leave it out at this time when you're still doing the road up to that street, so I think it would be a money saver in the future to do it now, he said. It just doesn't make any sense and I think we can get a better deal now, said Cipolla. I don't want to open a huge can of worms here, but the reason I chose West Street is the impact it has on the downtown, interjected Lauer. Sal Gail Jackson said a pre-budget report will be brought to council this summer, and that'll be a good opportunity for members of council to participate in that overall discussion. Cipolla, however, stressed the poor condition of that section of Berry Road, noting potholes and cracks in the area. Andrew Skell, General Manager of Environment and Infrastructure Services, said the city has crack sealing and spot repair funds available, and that he will have staff evaluate the area, which appeased Cipolla.